And KVGC News Time, 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Here's the news for a Friday, May 12th, 2017. Plymouth City Council struggled to find money to repair the city's pool during their meeting last night. Plymouth City Manager Jeff Gardner reported that the city pool is now leaking heavily and will require a completely new plexiglass bottom lining. Altogether, what with needed repairs, the pool skimmer system and other items, the work will cost about $157,000. And that's money that simply the city does not have. I sure screwed that whole line up, didn't I? Together with needed repairs to the pool skimmer system, the estimated cost of work will total $157,000, money the city simply does not have. There we go. Council members speculated on various possibilities for sources of funding last night, both public and private, before directing Gardner to reach out to other jurisdictions for help and ideas and referring the matter back to the city's park committee. Regardless, if the money is found, the Plymouth pool will be closed for this summer's swimming season.
Well, an overturned truck blocked Ridge Road for a couple hours yesterday. The crash reported around noon on Ridge Road near the airport. It was a single vehicle crash involving a rig hauling an unknown load. Now, the driver did not suffer injury, but it took until about 2 p.m. to clear the scene.
And as Wildfire Awareness Week comes to an end, PG&E and local fire safe councils want to remind you that fire safety is never over. In fact, the utility is providing nearly $2 million in project funds to 43 fire safe councils in 21 counties. PG&E's Brandy Merlot told KVGC the Amador Fire Safe Council will receive $75,000 and the Calaveras Foothills Fire Safe Council will also receive $75,000. Merlot explains why the utility made that donation.
Wildfire is a serious threat to our customers in the foothills and across California. And even though the drought is over, we still are seeing the effects of tree mortality. So PG&E is doing its part to take extraordinary measures to not only protect our electric infrastructure, but to help local fire safe councils dedicated to making our communities more fire safe, help them be able to complete those projects that will really lead towards more fire safe communities.
Merlot says PG&E is also continuously working to reduce the threat of fire by inspecting overhead electrical lines and keeping trees trimmed along power lines.
And Citizens for Fair Representation has filed a lawsuit arguing California's rural counties don't receive enough representation in the state legislature. The suit filed in federal court argues that 40 state senators and 80 assembly members no longer enough for a state that's grown in population to 40 million. It calls for expanding the Senate to one member per county, 58 total, also adding more assembly seats so there are fewer residents per member. The lawsuit argues that the current legislative formula, which has more representation in urban counties, where the majority of the state population lives, gives rural California an insufficient voice on issues debated in Sacramento. Citizens for Fair Representation, a group which is directly associated with the State of Jefferson movement. Last year, the group pushed for legislation to pave the way for the creation of a State of Jefferson, but could not find any state lawmakers willing to carry the legislation.
Hey, it's time to join Benny Bedbug and the rest of the gang this weekend for the 141st Ione Homecoming. This very popular event starts today with activities for the whole family, runs through the weekend. The kids' costume contest will be held today at school. There'll be the carnival this evening, and don't forget fireworks and music. Highlights of tomorrow will be the parade, ranch rodeo, and a whole lot of fun, including the carnival and live music out at Howard Park. Sunday, Mother's Day brunch, team roping, and, as J.D. always likes to say, one of his favorite events, the chili cook-off. J.D. will be a judge again this year. All this weekend, live music, carnival, and a whole lot more going on at the picnic grounds. It is Ione Homecoming. All right.
All right.
You know, have you ever had oat bran cereal for breakfast?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like oat bran cereal. Remember, I like oat bran muffins.
Remember, was it 2 weeks ago? Cracklin' oat bran I was talking
about. Yeah, cracklin' oat bran.
That stuff was good.
That was like little round things kind had a little hole and flat, and they had
somewhat oval shaped. Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are good.
Hey, want to pass this along. This was handed to us yesterday. Too late to get on the community calendar, but there will be a public rosary at St. Catherine Drexel tomorrow at 10 a.m. This will be to commemorate the 100th anniversary of the apparitions at Fatima. And if you want more information, you can give St. Catherine Drexel a call. ABC News was talking about this earlier this morning, too. So, again, that's a public rosary tomorrow, St. Catherine Drexel, at 10 a.m. to commemorate the 100th anniversary of the apparitions of Fatima, the three young children that saw the apparition of the Virgin Mary. Well, that is a look at local news on this Gold Country Friday morning from the KVGC Newsroom.
I'm J.D.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting.